Now, notice, verse 22, and Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shalem, the son of Tikvath, the son of Hasrah, keeper of the wardrobe. Now, she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they spake to her to that effect. She answered them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I'll bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they've read before the king of Judah, because they've forsaken me. They burned incense unto other gods that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands." Now, God says, I intend to judge these people. And now her prophecy is, verse 27, "Because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, didst rend thy clothes, weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I'll gather thee to thy fathers. Thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I'll bring upon the place and upon the inhabitants of the same." So they brought the king word again. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levite, and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place, and he made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord, to keep his commandments and his testimonies, his statutes, with all his heart, with all his soul, and perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. Now, my friend, let me be very candid, very matter-of-fact, and very direct. I believe today we could have revival. They'll have to first return to the Word of God and find out what God wants us to do. Then I believe there will and must be a total commitment of God's people to God. None of this half-hearted service that we see today. None of this business today of trying to go with the world and trying to go with God. It's impossible to do both. There must be a clear-cut dedication of heart and life to God. And when that takes place, I think the Spirit of God can begin to move. But he can't move till these things take place, and they'll have to take place.